You're listening to Jason Hendrick, The Hungry Man, and the Everybody's Hungry segment, part of Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590 AM.
The 805.
Representing for everyone in the 805.
It's all about the 805.
From the very best of Ventura County, it's live in the 805. Now, back to your hosts, Tom and Sandy.
Welcome back. We're Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590. Don't forget to check out 805favorites.com.
And you know what? Go to our Facebook site, 805 with Tom and Sandy. You're going to post there this morning, Sandy, on our Facebook?
I posted the two fingers, the B and the D.
it looks like a backwards B in a B. Huh?
I guess to some people, it can look like whatever you want it to look like.
Whatever. It's all good. It's all good. Now, this guy's coming in here, Mr. Hungry, Mr. Hendricks, and you just finished. I was watching on Facebook. You're like an animal, dude. You did this amazing
Spartan beast.
Spartan beast. I mean, wow.
I was impressed. I have to do things like that in order to have room and be able to eat and drink like I do. So.
Oh, you are an animal.
Before we get into any further details, though, I want to let everyone know that today's Hungry Man segment is brought to you by Everybody's Hungry on behalf of our friends at Food Share Ventura County. Food Share has been serving the community for over 20 years and is currently providing assistance to approximately 75,000 individuals every month with the help of their 160 partner agencies. But there's about 102,000 individuals who need that assistance in the county, and they feel the effects of food insecurity. And then we need help share that need and not only close the gap, but to shorten the line. So go to their website, foodshare.com, find out some more details about how you can get involved and how you can make a difference in our community and impact on people that need help.
And it's very easy to do also.
It's very easy. Start with a can of food or donate a dollar. A lot of people don't realize that that can of food makes a big difference, but every dollar that they bring in at FoodShare actually can be leveraged into $5 worth of assistance.
Right.
So you're actually getting five times your impact if you donate a little bit of money.
Bang for your buck.
Sure. But as you said, I did do a Spartan race up in Monterey. Today I'm going to bounce you guys around a little bit. It's kind of like eating at a buffet. I'm going to give you a little scoop of my food adventures and while I was up at Monterey. I'm going to give you a little taste or a little slice of how you can find some restaurants. And we're going to also give you a little dessert with Food Share events coming up. So while I was up in Monterey, my wife and I had our anniversary actually the Thursday before the race.
Mm-hmm.
But we were meeting with my brother and his wife as well in San Francisco from they're in from Albuquerque. So I'm like, well, we got to start our adventure early so we can get a little one-on-one romantic time, right? We got to go up and have our anniversary. We went through Buellton and stayed overnight in Solvang. We did a little horseback riding, but we also did some wine tasting and some food. And for today, what I really want to impart on everyone is how you can get involved with the community that you're visiting. And I think there's a few real basic tips. The first one is check out on the internet. There's a lot of tools out there right now. Mm-hmm. Yelp is a big one. I know a lot of people use Yelp. It's on a mobile platform as well. I have a couple of small recommendations in the way I feel Yelp is most effective. Because as you know, when you're traveling around, sometimes it's not always accurate. Sometimes people can get really impacted by negative comments on
just
Yelp.
Just one little situation.
One situation. And it allows, because it's such an open platform, it allows people to really abuse, in my opinion, abuse the resource. And they can post multiple negative comments under different names, what have you. Bree and I always focus on any recommendation that has 3.5 stars or more and by more than 200 people. Because for us, it's just kind of an arbitrary metric that we feel has worked in the past. So if you look going through reviews and the comments are pretty good, you got more than 3.5 stars and it's more than 200 people, then for us, that's at least something to consider. It's a place to check out.
It's consistently rated.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then we also look at the pictures because I take photos every time I'm at a restaurant, almost to the annoyance of my friends.
Right.
But looking at the pictures also gives you a visual. Does it even look appetizing? Do I want to step in there? Is it an aesthetically pleasing kind of space? So you want to be, consistent with that. Come up with your own metric. Try to work through that and feel what's comfortable for you.
Yeah, but I like that one. So you're talking about 200 people. You want to see 200 ratings on there.
If they have a 5-star rating and only 6 people have commented, that to me is not – that could be 6 of their friends.
Their friends or the whole family.
It's not substantial.
Exactly.
It's not substantial enough.
Okay.
Follow Facebook. I got a recommendation from while we were up in Solvang from Facebook. I follow Edible Santa Barbara, you know, the magazine, just like Edible Ohio.
Right.
And Bree, thankfully, had already done a little research on Yelp and found Succulent Cafe. It's a bar, charcuterie, really cool sounding place. But they were closed and normally closed on Tuesdays. When she told me that, I actually was literally on the computer on Facebook looking at Edible Santa Barbara's posting, and it said, Succulent is reopening Tuesday night after a small brief construction or renovation.
Right.
And they're going to be doing charcuterie and kind of a friends and family thing. So we wandered in, and it was one of those moments where we felt like, actually, should we be here? Maybe this is invite only. And it turned out it was still open. It was just, you know, Solvang is kind of a small town.
Right.
So it had a small following. But Sylvia, the owner, we got talking, and she took us on the tour of the kitchen. They were so generous that they gave us a recommendation for dinner. We were trying to find a place to go for our anniversary. They gave us a recommendation to Trattoria Grappolo.
Mm-hmm.
Trattoria Grappolo. And they called and made the reservation for us because they knew the people that worked there.
Oh, nice.
They said, you got to make sure to put them in so-and-so's section and, you know, take care of them. It's their anniversary. And I was like, wow. Because I followed a little bit of breadcrumb through Facebook and some other avenues
right.
that I have connections with, I ended up with some really great recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
That leads into one other thing that I think is key. You got to ask the local people.
Right.
If you're in a town and you're visiting, who knows best about the great food than the people that are there?
True.
The locals. So, you know, from Sylvia and her friends, they gave us a great recommendation. We also went to some other cool spots. In the past, when Bree used to work up in Carmel Valley Ranch, she had coworkers that gave her a recommendation for an awesome pizza spot in Carmel, Ioli's Pizzeria. So after the race on Saturday, I'd ran 13 miles plus obstacles. I was exhausted. All I could think about was Ioli's Pizza and a beer.
Oh, yeah.
So one thing I want to toss out there is also find old favorites. So the way that kind of ties back to Ventura County is we're all here. We know the favorites. We know the great spots to go.
Mm-hmm.
When your guests are in visiting, you got to share those spots out. Just like when I went to those other towns, those people are like, oh, you got to go here. You got to go there. These are what we love.
Mm-hmm.
It's our responsibility. If we love a place in Ventura County, share that out with your visiting guests. That way they can start to spread the word. It's the only way that outside of these reviews, which again can be arbitrary or manipulated, you're going to get a really true and sincere recommendation.
If you're ever in Pismo Beach, there's a place out there. We love to go to Pismo. And Trattoria Giovanni's, oh my gosh, it's so good. It's homemade. It's just amazing.
And it's a fine line. I'm sure you both can agree. It's a fine line between holding that place for yourself, going, I love it. I don't want too many people there. I don't want it to be, you know, construed. But also sharing that passion for the place and saying the people that work there do a great job, good service, quality product. And again, I think it's our responsibility in Ventura to show off all the places that we love. We have a lot of great listeners
mm-hmm.
that call in asking for recommendations, but we also have a lot of awesome favorites that we talk about on the show. Cafe Zach, how many times have we mentioned that?
Oh, man.
We love
it's
the
fantastic.
Boar. If anyone came in and said, I'm looking for something exotic in Ventura, I'd say, let's go to Cafe Zach and get boar.
And get the wild boar.
Yeah. And it's a great thing. So not that you're not already listening to the show, but tell your friends listen to the show, too, because just to toot our own horn, we have some pretty awesome places we talk about.
So just to toot somebody's horn real quick is Himalaya. My
yes.
daughter went out there with her best friend, and I'm going to tell you, they had a blast, and the food was amazing. And they're like, we want to take you for telling us. And so, yeah, Himalaya, if you want to do something fun and out of the box, it's really good.
I'm glad you brought that up, because seriously, that is out of the box for people, and Himalaya is so cool. They're right there at Ventura and Main Street, and they just do a bang-up job of great food.
And another one that's out of the box that I came across through word of mouth with Lisa McKinnon, but also through Facebook, that I think is a new favorite of mine is Ventiki. We had them on just recently.
Oh,
yeah, we
got
to get over there.
Yeah, we went in again on Monday. My brother and his wife came and spent a few days with us before they flew back to Albuquerque. And we're like, let's go to Ventiki and sit on the patio and eat drink cocktails and eat Loco Moco. And of course, everybody said, well, what's Loco Moco? Oh, I happen to know what Loco Moco is. So we sat there and the team hooked us up. And Loco Moco is a bed of sticky rice with typically a hamburger patty.
Something you would find in Hawaii.
Yeah, a brown gravy sauce and then a fried egg. They're doing it with more traditional style, and they're using spam instead of a hamburger patty.
Okay.
So it's sticky rice, spam, great brown gravy, and a fried egg with a little sambal aleek, a little chili sauce on top. It's awesome. They all enjoyed it. But it was a fun recommendation, something different. We actually have a giveaway for them coming up, too. But then my final spot that we kind of wound the week up with, I love to go there. It's my hangout chill spot is Barrel House 101.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they've got 101 beers on tap, and my brother's getting into the beer scene now, so I'm like, what better place than to sit in the corner where, you know, I know all the staff. They treat everyone really well. They try to get you an excellent experience.
Mm-hmm.
We had some beers, My other favorite snack is their fresh made chips. We just hung out. And walking through that progression, again, it's I providing the word of mouth, or we found a recommendation online. You got to find your own metrics, but there are tools out there to help you find great places to eat and beverage. And then, again, share them out. Let everybody know what's going on.
I think that's what's great about our show, that we're such a great resource for finding cool places like that and places that are out of the box that you wouldn't normally know about.
And it's a great way to learn about the culture. When you're in a city eating, really lets you know kind of what the people are about. But then that also transitions. Let me get a little.
That's a tough one. Yeah, that's a tough one. Take a swig.
It transitions into other activities and things to do in the community. And as we mentioned at the beginning of the segment, Food Share is a big one that we like to get involved with. They have their name tied with a lot of great events and a lot of great organizations. And a lot of those deal with food. So once you start finding the great restaurants, sometimes you can get linked up with an event that features multiple restaurants at a time. We actually have a couple of those things coming up that I want to make sure we get out before the time runs out. And that's Hot August Nights Car Cruise at Whole Foods, a new Whole Foods in Oxnard. They're tied with Nightlife, and they're going to be doing a car cruise. And their Rincon Bar is going to be having some drinks and food specials. So if you go into Whole Foods Market, they got that Airstream trailer where their bar is at.
Right.
They're going to be doing some specials, and proceeds from that event benefit Food Share. And then also Arts in the Park coming up. There's going to be music and 50 artists. There's going to be 25 chalk people. There's going to be some food trucks. They're going to benefit Food Share as well. So you're tying in that whole scene of the community, the food, and the word of mouth that really, you know, helps us have a great event.
And again, you know, I don't want to just think about Food Share in the holidays, but the holidays are coming up, and there's so many people that, you know, we need to make sure that have food for...
Yeah, for their families.
Yeah, for their families. I mean,
it's ridiculous.
Just, we need to reach out.
I'm going
to
throw out one more place that's not around here. It's near San Francisco Airport, but it was so unique, I had to let everybody know. If you're going to the San Francisco Airport, stop by Milbrae and go to Eggettes.
Eggettes?
Eggettes. They've got this really cool, like, waffle kind of thing that has, the way it's shaped, it looks like little pillows of egg, but it's like a waffle cone kind of flavor and texture. And they've got this huge menu of all these lychee milk tea and boba milk tea. Really cool place, but the Eggette is something to try.
Oh, I bet you they don't make anything gluten-free.
No, ma'am.
They're going to have to, though, because it's catching on. It's gluten-free.
Well, I don't know if it's catching on, but people, yeah. Cool. That was
a good segment.
Very Thank you, Jason.
So you got a couple giveaways?
We do have a couple giveaways. Good. We're going to do our Loco Moco with a couple of Ventiki mugs from Ventiki, and we're going to do a taster and an order of chips from Barrel House 101. A tasting flight and other chips.
Okay. I love their homemade chips.
Two of my new favorite, an old favorite and a new favorite from Ventura right here for me.
There you go.
Pick a number.
Yeah.
Let's do 6 and 10.
6 and 10. 650-1590. Call right now. But you know what? We're running out of time in this hour, so I'd rather just go right into, let's just pass on the commercials right now. Go ahead and make the call, 650-1590. Curtis is back there, because you're going to handle the 805 Music Minute
for us.
Sure,
let's do it.
So let's just go ahead and do the 805 Music Minute right now. And, of course, that's the What's Happening music, but that's very good, too.
I don't know. We could do a little shimmy.
But you do that in the other hour.
I know. See, Tom, you confused me, too.
Well, it was right there.
I like when Spence gives him the look. But
I'm with Spence on this one.
Yeah, Jim is out. We're going to do a quick music minute. And I like the little shimmy coming out. I don't need Jim's regular music.
Yeah, we're good.
I picked out a few concerts this weekend that I think will be a lot of fun. The first one is at the Deer Lodge tonight. And I know, Tom, you've run across this band, but we got Zachary James and the All Seeing Eyes, along with Alexandra and the Starlight Band. And they're going to be playing at the Deer Lodge up in Ojai.
I've never been there.
I haven't been there either, but I have seen the bands, and I think they're really cool music talent right here out of Ventura. We're seeing the show starts at 7 o'clock. You can call 805-646-4256 at the Deer Lodge for ticketing info. But I think that's a show that you really got to check out.
Yeah.
Really eclectic, cool music, kind of a rock scene that I think is worth seeing.
Yeah.
At the Ventura Theater tonight, we also have Nardfest, which is celebrating 35 years of punk rock in Ventura County. Dr. No, Ill Repute, Stalag 13, just a whole feature of bands. Doors open at 4 and tickets are $22.50 starting around there. It's going to be a cool show, just again, celebrating that local music scene. At Bombay, we got Ray Fresco rocking the backstage at 10 o'clock.
I like him.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, that band is awesome. 10 o'clock at the backstage. In the front stage, they've got High Standard at 5 and Hindsight at 10 o'clock. But one of our other cool places we've been talking about lately is the Collection at River Park. They've got our summer concert series from 6 to 8. And Carmen and the Renegade Vigilantes are playing. It's a fun mix of country and rock. I watched a few of their videos last night. Just a cool kind of down-home, powerful woman singing at the helm there.
Oh, so, interesting. Okay.
And a lot of these summer concert series that you see as you go through your different media sources are free. You know, yeah. They get you out in the venue. Speaking of, we also have the Channel Islands Concerts by the Sea, which is from 4 to 6 tomorrow night. And the Cadillac Angels are playing. I don't have experience with the Cadillac Angels, but I did do a little research, and the VC Star is also picking them as one of the top shows for this weekend to check out.
So, really?
Yeah. Go there to Channel Islands Concerts by the Sea. And then, as we mentioned, Arts in the Park, both days this weekend, they're going to have live music at 11 o'clock and 1 o'clock. Local artists, you want to see what they've got going on. Usually the local artists really give their all, and they give a passion. Tomorrow, one of my favorite spots on the summertime is Beach House Tacos.
Oh, right there, I love that place.
They actually have bands and concerts right at the edge of their pier and at the edge of their doorway. They've got Streetwise Symphony, which is a reggae band playing. They open up the back door. You can sit and have your tacos, live music pumping right down the pier. And it starts at noon with lead Brenton Cherry on keyboard.
Okay. I love that place.
And the last one I want to talk about that I came across is in Thousand Oaks. The 11th annual summer jazz concert series is going on, Gardens of the Worlds. And Louis Conti, it's an Afro-Cuban sextet. Sounds like a really cool band. I don't have a lot of experience with that style of music, so I think that's something that I'd want to check out just to really open my eyes to a different genre. Apparently, Louis has played with Madonna and a lot of other great musicians and plays weekly on Dancing with the Stars. So if you want to see a talent that's getting national notoriety, go to Gardens of the World, and parking is going to be around Thousand Oaks Boulevard. Lawn seating, free concert again. Get out there and see what's going on.
Okay.
Very cool. Obviously, a lot of great free music out there. That's what's really cool, is that you can go, you can't say, I have nothing to do tonight, because there's music all over the place to go check out.
And we barely scratched the surface. There's so many options out in Ventura County right now. A couple of tools that I use to find these places: VenturaRocks.com, the VC Reporter, the CanyonClub.net. You know, go out there, and there's too many resources not to find something fun to do this weekend.
Exactly. Tonight.
Keep listening to Tom and Sandy's 805. We got more stuff.
We got more stuff coming.
You've been listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment on Tom and Sandy's 805. Follow us at everybodyshungry.org on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+.